Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in. We'll keep you updated. The Astros going to try to get this series, win this series tonight in San Diego. It's been an annoying series because our guy Tony Gwynn Jr., he was on with us earlier in the 2 o'clock hour. He said it himself, and he is calling the game for the Padres, and he's watched all of these games in the first two games of this series. Poorly officiated, refereed or umpired series, between these two teams thus far in the first two games, but been a very, very, very entertaining series. We'll see if they're able to pull this thing out, but it was bad last night from the Profar situation where he was clearly not hit by a pitch, but they went to replay and still said he was, and everybody was shocked to the Altuve foul off his foot that led him to take his entire sock and shoe off and got him ejected to the just awful strike zone all night. Just like I said, the worst thing that happened to umpires is when they put that box up there. But in this case, some of these didn't even have anything to do with the damn box. Some of these, no. I didn't need a box. I could see that was
the heat. Just be consistent, like with what you're calling a strike. If you're calling barely off the plate a strike, do that all game.
Your catchers, both sides, almost could have pulled obliques trying to pull some of those pitches back in into the strike zone that far away. Like, sir, you see where his glove is lined up. He just reached all the way out there to get it. I mean, so it was rough. And Tyler was listening to a little national radio. And I guess, Tyler, what'd you text in?
No, so I was driving home and I was listening to the program that comes on after Area 45, Bart Winkler. And he started talking about the Altuve thing and that whole situation. And he said something that kind of peeved
me. That's after midnight, folks, if you're scoring at home.
Yeah. But I heard what he said and I tweeted at him. Me and him follow each other. I've never met the guy, but we do follow each other. And so I tweeted at him, and then I got out of the truck at the house, so I didn't even know he said all this, but shout out to Santiago from Area 45. He emailed me this clip that I think you're about to call for.
Go ahead. Let's hear it. Let's hear what you, because he didn't call you out after you didn't tweet it, old Bart. I'm going to find out who this Bart Winkler fella is. You didn't tweet him. Let me hear what he had to say.
But Altuve, there was at one point, he fouled the ball off his foot, or at least that's what he thought happened. The umpire didn't see it go off his foot, so then he showed the umpire his toe. I mean, at that point, like, what's the umpire going to do? They make the call, and that's the call. Oh, I got to respond to Tyler, our guy Tyler Milner, down at 670.
First and last!
610 in Houston. He says, at Bart Winkler show, the call was wrong in a critical moment of the game, though. What do you mean the call is the call? What I mean by that is the umpire's not going to correct himself. I'm not saying the call was... clearly, the call was wrong. You can't just be... So when's the gray area? When can we change calls and when can we not? So that's why. We got random ass teams. We had the Diamondbacks go to the World Series.
Yeah, you guys just figured out what a designated hitter is. Congratulations, losers.
Damn, was that?
I don't even know who that
was. That a finish towards you?
Yeah, I don't even know who that guy
is. Who is that guy?
Let's not quite important enough for me to know his name, but
Bart Winkler.
Well, are you sure he was talking to you? Hold on a minute.
Yes,
you go.
I listened to the whole segment.
Why'd that guy?
I'm jumping the gun. He was talking.
What's
to
he
him?
Talking about? Y'all just.
Oh, he probably falls in. He had other stuff to say too about the Astros being, you know, the typical lazy stuff about Tien and the sign stealing.
I think
and
it's
stuff
just
like
Carlos Ortiz fella is who I believe this is.
Yeah, I don't know.
You can get the smoke if you want, Carlos.
They brought up the Diamondbacks, random teams. What do they have to do with you?
Could be Marco.
I don't know if that had anything to do with you, Tyler.
I can send you the whole segment if you want, Clint.
Yeah,
I'm with you. Let's get.
You got a lot of guys talking there. I just don't know that I jump the gun.
I do my research, bro.
Jump it. Jump it. Hell with it. Jump it.
I only say things with my chest when I know for sure.
Jump it, baby. Damn, man. He says you're first and last. Tyler Milner. Then he says 670. Come on, man. Chicago.
You got the wrong station. That's okay.
He cleaned it up.
Yeah, shout out Santiago for sending me that. Might have to fire off a few more tweets tonight, you know? Might see what happens.
Look, it was bad. It was bad last night, and I do agree with Tony. It was bad last night for both teams to you've never seen this. I mean, they were both teams were legitimately pissed at the outcome of a review. Like that one's hard to get to. Both of them were ticked off with the outcome of a review. It was rough last night, and I said it earlier, Clint. Like, they should have their ability to umpire any postseason games. They should have them ripped away. To be honest, they should be forced to just follow the White Sox.
To just follow their games?
Just umpire the White Sox games only. Because those games clearly don't matter, and even their umpiring doesn't matter what happens to them. I think that's what they should be forced to do. Yeah, Padres, hell, stay there. That's who the White Sox have next. Just stay in San Diego. You can have them do the Padres, then go to L.A. What they do the Angels and Tigers. Those are worthless, meaningless games if the Tigers are charging. But, I mean, it was just rough last night.
I don't know how, to me, it is – I don't know how we're in 2024 Major League Baseball and we can't review whether a ball went off the top of somebody's foot or not. Like, if you got an ego, an umpire behind the plate with an ego where he didn't want to ask for help, like, that shouldn't hold the process up. If there's a question, did the ball go off of his foot before it entered live play, then look at it. If it did, boom, get it right and let's move. The fact that we're literally sitting there going, well, the guys in the field, they can't answer any questions unless they're prompted by the home plate umpire who has already stood his ground and made the call. Like, it just...
Blum said it best. In that situation, you are a professional Major League Baseball umpire. You have to ask for help.
Yeah, but...
You have to ask for help.
The thing is, Major League Baseball doesn't require that.
Especially when that Orange team is playing.
If you're Major League Baseball, there has to be a rule. It's very simple. If a batter hits a ball off of his foot and it enters fair play, and there's any question, take a peek at the monitor. It's not like that happens. It's not like that situation happens twice a game. It happens once in a blue moon. I think we've seen it. I've seen it, I think, two or three times this year with the Astros. Hell, I think two of them are Altuve, actually.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's silly.
No, listen, and then some of them are, like you said, this prideful cats. Like Joe West. Joe West is a, I don't need no help guy. It should, like, the third base umpire or first base umpire should just be able to walk up and not,
Hey, Bob, I had a great look at it.
I wasn't looking through the right-handed hitter in the box in front of me through a face mask and trying to decipher balls and strikes.
I had a clear view of his front foot.
You down the third baseline are looking to see if somebody has gone too far and easily could see that that happened right in front of you. Like, it shouldn't be just sit down there.
It's amateur hour, dude.
I'm only spoken. But it's what they have done forever.
The call is the call.
The call, well, until you need help. Like, I bet you right now, like, I'd like for him to have to come to the press conference. Third base hump. Did you see that? Did you see that hit his foot? Yes. How come you didn't come in and say nothing?
I saw his foot. He took his sock off.
Yeah.
Not the protocol.
I don't. Back to the audio, Tyler, where the guys brought your tweet up.
Yeah.
I don't think Altuve's actions were to get the call overturned. Like, at that point, I think it was, that's plumb ass silly. Let me match your silliness by taking my shoe and my sock off and showing you exactly where it hit. Like, I don't think he completely lost it. But no, he lost. But I don't think it was like, hey, man,
13th bad call.
Let me yank this sock off and see if this guy will overturn what he just did. Like, I don't.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I mean, I think it was more out of frustration of how stupid can you guys be? How silly can this be? Well, hell with it. Like you said, if I were a coach, and there were some of these calls we see on Sundays and Saturdays, I would, knowing how silly I would look, I would go sit on the numbers and force them to physically remove me from the field before I let them start. I would know it was silly. I know the umpire or referee's not going to go, oh, well, because this guy's being an idiot, let me change my call. I know, but I'm going to call it. Like, that is so silly, we're going to bring attention to this ignorance.
Yeah, yeah. I'm taking the basketball.
Yes.
They're not going to play anymore.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I'm holding on to it until we get this thing done.
Mm.
Clear.
Just be better. Like, come on. This is professional baseball.
Some of our friends, on the show, Melissa, she texted.
Be careful, Tyler.
T-Mill now feels how I did when y'all called me out. LOL, Melissa.
And I appreciate you, Melissa, but I do think these are a little bit different circumstances.
Yeah.
Just a little.
His makes more sense.
You can't just. Why can't you just say I appreciate you, Melissa?
Because I don't want to encourage people to.
I just want to make sure you get it right. As we're talking about
believe falsities,
we want to make sure we get it right.
Yeah, professionals.
It's very clear difference between Melissa's situation and this one.
Hey, what's that bar you hang out in Heights?
Don't tell it,
McIntyre's.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Melissa, you want to beef this thing out with Tyler? He'll be at McIntyre's.